Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. That's A-N-G-E-L, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, house, H-O-U-S-E.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I believe, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from an angel's higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. For that call-in number to the show, you can call in on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, hello, listeners. Again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thanks for listening in, whether it's on the computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to the archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Any way you're listening in, it's wonderful to have you with me and the Angelus family, the Posse of Angels today. I'd like to start off the show today. First of all, if you're holding for the show, and if you were a regular listener, you know that I like to spend about 15, maybe 20 minutes talking about the topic before we take some of those phone callers. So I'll just give the first person a heads up. 720, you are first in the queue today, so please do hang on. I'd like to start off the show by reading a lovely testimonial I received from a new client this week. She wrote, "Candy's healing hands and electrified vibration that I felt during my healing session was beyond epic. I felt a journey to heaven where she had taken me with her sweet musical tone of voice and her calm, angelic spirit. I thank the universe for sending me to you. I'm so excited to walk my healing journey under your care. Love and light, Mona, Los Angeles, California." In the first part of her session, the intuitive counseling part, which is the first part of all sessions I do with people, I was able to show Mona her life from a higher angel's perspective on why she had contracted for certain people to be a part of her life, what part she hoped that they would play in her learning certain lessons, and how by her own free will, it was ultimately her decision to make choices that were either beneficial to her or not beneficial. Now, having decided this, she saw that there was no blaming, there was no fault, and there was certainly only her path in playing a victim in life. Having given her a very clear view of her life, she immediately saw how she had contributed to creating an emotionally hard and difficult life for herself by not listening to her intuition and by going against that intuition by following the controlling advice of what others wanted her to do. Now, in this way, she started to give herself permission to choose for her own life based on how she felt and not the restrictions and agendas of others. When she understood her life from this heightened view, I then brought through the channeled information for the practical tools that she could follow in order to not fall back into old programming and disempowering patterns. And lastly, she had the Angel Reiki energy session, which recharged and realigned her depleted energies that she had experienced, having given her power away to so many others. And the energies rebalanced and restored a feeling of peace and calm and brought her back to her natural divine state of heavenly bliss. You know, listeners, most people's lives are so off balance that they can't possibly imagine that our true natural state is one of heavenly bliss. It is we who choose to take ourselves off that line of serenity and tranquility, and it doesn't depend on who we meet and what happens to us. And while Mona's epic journey to heaven was her experience, my clients have been experiencing pretty much the same thing for the past 10 years through my healing practice, my business, Angel Healing House. You know, if you'd like to have clarity on your life from an angel's perspective and take your own trip to heaven with the angels, please do call me, Candy Hoff, at Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. The Posse of Angels and I are so looking forward to helping you receive individual insights for your life. Now, today's topic of the day is going to be allowing God to be your compass. You know, listeners, the power and the majesty of working with God and the angels has pretty much been my own guiding light for me and pretty much my own compass that I have used for the past 10 years. Now, as a child of God, I know deep in my heart, at the very core and depth of my soul, that God and my angelic family, the posse of angels, well, they always have my back, and that they are always answering my prayers for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned. Now, I really want you to take note of the last part of that sentence, for the greatest good of all concerned. For when we intend for our life through our prayers and our dreams and our wishes and our desires, we normally focus on that which would be best for us. And when we do this, God and the angels hear our prayers and off they go immediately, and they start to work on organizing the coming together of people, opportunities, and connections to bring about the fulfillment of our desires. But the posse of angels wants to remind us that many of our prayers do not manifest immediately and instantly, because they are coordinating the connections, the opportunities, and the people to work for the greatest good of all concerned. The reason they do this is that the universe sees all of us, not just individuals, but as one humanity, and if something is beneficial for one, then it is beneficial for all concerned. The poem by John Donne, No Man is an Island, exemplifies this idea. He says, no man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. He says, if a clod be washed away, a clod of dirt, Europe is the less for it. Knowing that no man or woman or child is an island, in and unto themselves, the posse of angels also want us to realize that by seeing us as one big humanity, they see the enormous potential and limitless possibilities for us to help each other and to practice giving and receiving, and the enormous possibilities to fulfill our desires. You know, listeners, I had a caller on my radio program last week that asked the posse of angels for advice on whether she should ask for monetary assistance from her family as her finances, her funds were getting very low. She said that she hated asking for anything, as she wanted to be independent and to do things on her own. Firstly, I shared with her that we are not here in physical incarnation to do anything alone. As children of God, we are here to co-create our lives with God and the angels by first setting our intentions and dreams and desires, and secondly, allowing God to figure out the how and the when those intentions will happen, again, for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. I shared with this person that perhaps one of the lessons she contracted was to be in this situation in order for her to practice being humble and to be open to receive. By asking for assistance, she gives her family the opportunity and the blessing to be able to give to her. One of the majority of things that many people do when their finances get stretched is that they see their abundance only in terms of money. What is important to remember is that money is just one form of abundance, abundant energy that we can open to receive from the universe. And how abundant is she that her life is actually blessed with people who she can ask for financial assistance? You know, listeners, when my husband Pete and I moved to the States from Australia 5 years ago, we were told by God and the angels to come to the States in order to realize our dreams and projects coming true. And at that time, my husband was just getting into the film industry, and what made logical and rational sense was for him to connect with Fox Studios in Sydney or Warner Brothers Studios on the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. But if there is one thing that I've learned by working with God and the angels, it is that the universe does not work rationally and it doesn't work logically. So following God's direction, we stepped forward like two faithful children and did not question its plan for us to come to America. And we were arrived here 6 months before the recession officially hit. And yet, when we look back on those first 2 years, we can clearly see how God and the angels provided abundance for us in so many ways to keep us in the States. You know, right before we moved into our rental home in Santa Barbara, the landlord decided to completely renovate the kitchen and decided that because we would be without a kitchen for 2 weeks, she would give us an extra $25 a day to go out for dinner. Well, synchronistically, there were complications which arose once they tore out the old kitchen. There were pipes which had to be moved, and the two-week job turned into almost a two-month job before it was fully completed. As we experienced no kitchen for 2 months and we got $25 a day, we went to such lovely restaurants in Santa Barbara, and we felt like royalty as we walked down to State Street night after night to discover new places to eat. It was fabulous. Now, another form of abundance that came into us and allowed us to enjoy Santa Barbara's wonderful theaters was I called into a radio contest, and I won tickets to an amazing concert at their Libero Theater. A friend actually gave us tickets to a wonderful symphony orchestra performance at the Granada, and other friends bought us tickets to share an evening with them at the Arlington Theater. These and so many other synchronicities would never have occurred unless Pete and I put conditions on the universe on how to give to us abundance and if we were not open to receive. The Posse of Angels wants to remind us that although each and every one of us is special, unique being, we are all part of the one collective consciousness. On one hand, we have a very important puzzle piece to share with the world, but the majority of the time, for the fulfillment of our dreams to come to fruition, we have to open for the universe to send us help, and so often that involves other people. I recently had a former client reconnect with me and say that ever since she had a session with me and she learned to let go of trying to figure out how and when life had to rationally and logically give to her, and to fulfill her desires, her whole life had become easier and more free-flowing. Having completely changed her perception of pushing the direction of life on how life had to give to her, to opening up to receive in God's infinite ways, she now truly enjoys the journey, and she watches the magical events that have occurred as she has surrendered to that magic of life as God being her compass. She explained how all that time that she used to spend worrying and stressing and controlling that life was not happening to her specifications was now spent truly enjoying and being in wonder, and how the universe was going to answer her intentions and dreams. Before we go on to talk more about allowing God to be our compass instead of pushing life, let's go to those phone lines. 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy, this is Ivatar. I just want to say that your words, I was jumping and goose bumping and everything over here. I'm just so in alignment with everything you said. It's so congruent with how I feel, how I live my life, you know, where I'm at right now and allowing to be guided. I'm just so congruent with everything that you said. It's just so in alignment with the question that I have today.
Oh, my gosh.
Just so wonderful. And at some point, I'm definitely going to have to, you know, schedule a reading with you as well.
Wonderful.
But the synchronicity, talking about synchronicity, okay, I have been wanting to move for probably over a year, and it would just kept coming up, it's not time, you know, divine timing. So I was really motivated yesterday to, you know, and I've been going online off and on, you know, looking for a place. So what happened yesterday, I went online and I found this house, and they said, but all these houses on this particular site are foreclosure houses. They're not, you know, they're the houses that people have lost. And about a year ago, I had a reading, and I was told that the angels want you to purchase a foreclosure house. So I went on there and I started looking at these houses, but when I looked at the actual cost of the house and the equity in the house, it was just certain things that just didn't add up, because the actual value of the house and the equity was just off, and just, you know, certain things just didn't add up. So
right.
as you were talking, because the synchronicity that added up to me even getting to that point, like I was like in my being, I'm saying, I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And even though it didn't appear, and then even some of the houses, they look old. In appearance, it just didn't look right. But I really got to the point where I said, well, you know what? I have to go with what I'm feeling and what I'm being led and guided to do, even though I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel
right.
like wherever this house is, I already have a relationship with that house, with the energy of that house, and everything. So that's what my question is about.
Whether this is the particular house that you're being led to?
It's not the house, because I haven't actually found the house. I'm still looking on this site. They have you go on and look at. You know, choose the house that you want to go in and see, because you have to actually make an appointment and go in and actually see the houses.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I feel like I said, I really feel like I've already made the connection with this house already, even though I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. And so your question is, you want to know if your house is going to be found on this site?
Yes.
Okay. The posse of angels are saying that the reason that you're picking up that something is not right is because something is not right. Something is
okay.
not right with this. Something is not right with this site, and the numbers don't add up. They agree with you 100% that you have already bonded with this house. Okay, you've already the house, and you are in synchronicity. But this site, there. Okay, I'm just asking them again if there's something not adding up on this site. They are saying that your intuition is telling you to stay away from this site for whatever reason. You don't even have to know a reason, Ivatar. You don't have
okay.
to, and it's not the only way that a foreclosure house can come to you.
Okay. Because they asked me, I paid $200 to get the listing, and I felt
okay.
like it was, yeah.
But you also felt like there was something not right.
Afterwards, after I did it, I did, yeah. Afterwards.
Okay. Okay. Okay, they're saying that whatever was not right, it was not in your best interest.
Okay.
Okay? And they're saying they're not the only company, and it's not the only way that a foreclosure house can come to you.
Mm-hmm. So was I just taken advantage of, because they said I will get my money back, but if it's not right, then maybe it's just money that I just lost. If I don't find
okay.
a place,
is there a line in there saying that you can get your money back?
Yeah. It said if I don't find a place after looking at five houses or something like that, I'm supposed to be able to get my money back.
Okay, well, all I'm telling you is I am picking up what you're picking up, and for some reason, this is not within your greatest good for yourself and the greatest good of all concerned. I am just confirming what your intuition told you, that there is something is not right about this. You you should be able to find a foreclosure home by not paying $200.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's many, many ways that if God wants to give to us, we don't have to, have to do that. So all I'm saying is that, you know, and we all do it. We all discount our intuition from time to time. But the more we do that and the more we are led astray from our intuition, and then we think to ourselves, why didn't I listen to myself? The more that, we then start to really listen to ourselves and to not discount it. I'm just going to go to the cards now and see what's coming up for you. The first card is your new beginning, and the new beginnings, and this is the Ace of Swords. Okay, this card, the Posse of Angels, are saying, in the way that you communicate with people, make sure that your needs are met 100%. You know, so many of us as light workers, for so long we helped people, we enabled people, we saved people, we sublimated our needs to get so many people to help on board for ascension and for us to help them. But we really now need to turn the mirror back on ourselves and to get our needs met. Not to the exclusion of other people, but because we show the universe, God and the angels, that we are priority number one. And that's first and foremost in this situation. Once you start doing this, then the Sun card comes in. Then you will be respected. You will be this huge ball of light, of honor and respect, and then others will, then you'll draw to yourself that same honor and respect. And here's another respect card, is the King of Swords. That's the authority card, and showing people that, you know, if something was not right with this thing that you signed, tell them about it. You know, say, well, this doesn't suit me. Can I change this clause or can I do this? And if something, if they say no, that's our policy, we need to show the universe that we will turn around and walk away from that which is not 100% in alignment with who we are. This is really important. So all I'm saying is, you know, I'm confirming what you said, that for some reason this just didn't feel right. I'm just asking the Posse of Angels, if your foreclosure home, which you are already aligned with, it's like you and that house are married already. I'm asking them if it's going to come in a different way. And they are saying yes. And just ask for more clarity and more signs as to the honorable way and the respectful way, and the more in energetic alignment way that this house is going to come to you.
Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, that's helpful. And Candy, I really didn't get the feelings until after I paid, because there really was nothing there to look at prior to
right.
that. But when I started looking and I started asking all these questions, you know, and I just felt it. I just felt it that something wasn't right, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had paid the money already.
Right. Well, if there's that clause that says that you can get your money back, I would certainly seek to go down that avenue.
Okay.
And go down that path. And there is nobody, I've said this to you before, there is nobody that's more psychic than you are. you are just misintuitive. And so, you know, I know that we get excited about things, but if our intuition is telling us to either not do anything or take a step back, it might be take a step back for now, because it's not right in this present moment, or it may never be right.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Ivatar, the Posse of Angels are saying, that which is yours will always be yours.
Yeah.
We never miss out on anything, because the universe always has our back.
Yes.
And the universe only desires what we desire. So I'm very excited for you and this house as you say, because you're married to that house already. You are already there in energetic alignment, and it feels so yummy and wonderful.
Yes, yeah. I am.
So, like I said, I hope that's been helpful for you. And
thank you.
And thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care, so.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Ivatar brings up a very important issue there. If something does not feel right with our intuition, it may be that it's not right in that present moment, or it would never be right. But that we don't need to know that in order to take a step back and to ask for more clarity to how we should step forward. Let's go to our next caller, 203. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Pat, first-time caller, so I'm not too familiar with you, but I was very intrigued in that reading. I'm just struggling, been struggling a long time, working really hard to heal. And can I ask you if you can see what's ahead of me in certain issues?
Okay. The Posse of Angels like for people to be specific because, you know, there's areas in our life where, you know,
right.
we tend to have the greatest disconnect, and then it's affecting all other areas of our lives. Or there might be a couple of areas
okay.
as well.
Okay. As I'm trying to heal from a very difficult life, I think what's manifested from that is real financial struggles and worries. And right now, it's across the board. It's worries about needing a tooth implant. I'm going to need a car soon. I'm living in sort of a negative place and don't have money to move. I'm trying to create a career of animal portrait painting. And I just would love to hear something positive in the near future as far as, I think, financial stability, so I could sort of calm down and be more positive, direct my energy more positively for manifesting a better life.
Okay. The first thing, Pat, is that these things will not appear in your reality unless your energetic resonance, the level of your frequency inside of you is a match to abundance on the outside. Therefore, it would be most beneficial for you to state to the universe, whatever happens in the future, that will be determined by what I know in my heart and what I say and the words I use and my thoughts and the feelings in my heart that I choose to consciously put my focus and attention on. That's why when people say, I want to be a success, I tell them, you're already a success. And unless you state to the universe, I am a child of God, and in that, I am a success, and I'm allowed to shine my creative abilities and my talents and be remunerated abundantly for that, but that can't happen. So you're trying to put the cart before the horse. You need to start saying, I am successful, I am blessed, I am rich, I am prosperous, I am wealthy, I am abundant, because if you're not wholly grateful and appreciative for the things that you have in the now, they will not manifest into anything greater in the future. It all has to do with your energetic alignment.
Okay.
And that is something that is practiced. People say, I can't change my thoughts. I said, well, you know, you get up for breakfast, and when you're in bed, you say, I'll have pancakes. And you get up, and your feet hit the floor, and you go, no, I'll have oatmeal. And then you shower, and you said, no, I'll have eggs. And then by the time you get to the kitchen, you go, Pop-Tarts and coffee, that's what I'll have, whatever that is. Your thoughts are not who you are. You can consciously put your focus and attention on those thoughts which are honorable, respectful, loving, kind, gentle, abundant. But you have to feel that first in order for abundance to manifest in your reality. And anybody can do this. And people have turned their lives around, Pat, once they understand this. That's why happiness is not when something happens. Anybody can feel happiness and joy and abundance in any given moment. I mean, you know, sometimes I marvel when I look at those men in India that have no more than a begging bowl and they're wearing, you know, what looks like a, you know, a loincloth, and they have the light of God on their eyes, and they have everything that they need. And then you see so many, and you see so many in our world that have so much, and they keep putting their emphasis on how much they don't have.
Yes.
Anybody can do. I know we all need money to eat, and I know we all need all money to have, you know, clothing on our back and our roof over our head and things like that. But it all has to do with energy. Let's just go to the phone lines here. You're struggling to heal because you're putting your focus and attention on that you are not whole and complete and in absolute perfection the way you are now. Don't put your attention on not being healed, because I don't put healer on anything that I do and have done for the past 10 years, because I don't heal anybody. Everyone can choose to heal themselves. And when we see ourselves as whole perfection from as children of God, then the healing starts. Okay, let's go to the cards and have a look.
Everything you're saying, I'm really trying to do in my life. Coming from very negative, dark place. So it's taking me a bit. It's all baby steps. But everything you're saying, I agree with. Absolutely. I know it to be true.
The anger, if we put any emphasis, I'll pull cards in a minute, but if we put any of our emphasis on anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret, we're living in the past.
Yes.
And we're reacting to life. The more we can't delineate and we can't erase the past, but what we can do is we can put our emphasis on the present moment. And once we, because everyone prays and asks and desires and dreams and wishes of the things that they want, and the universe, God and the angels, are always sending us signs, but those signs are only in the present moment. They send us synchronicities. They send us people. They send us connections. And most of the time, people don't see those signs because they're living in the past.
Yeah.
They're putting emphasis on something that's happened. So the way that you turn that around and the way that I've been helping clients for the past 10 years is, number one, is you take responsibility and accountability for everything that's happened in your life, because every person, place, and thing that's been in your life, you contracted for them to be there,
right,
to help learn your lessons. Even those people that have had contrasting characteristics, you wrote their contrasting characteristics into that contract so that you could really learn your lessons, is to forgive others, because knowing that you chose them, you lift that forgiveness off your soul and you free yourself up to receive so much more. Okay, non-judgment. Don't you judge anybody else's life because you wouldn't want somebody to judge your life. Allow people to walk their journey. Allow them to walk their journey, and that actually takes your emphasis away from the future. Judging is about trying to control and change somebody when the only person we can control and change is ourselves. The change has to come from within. Being grateful and appreciative puts our attention only on the present moment. And if I told you to unconditionally love the most important person in the world, Pat, who would you say that person is?
Well, it would be God or me.
It has to be you. It has to be you, because not at the expense of anybody else, but it has to be you, because if you make yourself priority one, then the universe will make you a priority. The first card you get is the Four of Cups. And this little girl is sitting by a stream, and she's looking at the three cups that are on the ground, and she's looking sad, and she's looking bored, and she's looking, oh, like she's apathetic, when above her head is a fourth cup that she's not even looking upwards to God. God has a gift for you, and it's waiting there right above your head. But because you're looking down or you're looking to the past, you are not seeing what God is, the door that God is presented to you. Okay, that's number one. Number two is the Knight of Cups comes in, and this is a proposal that's waiting, a sign is waiting to give to you for your emotional fulfillment. But once again, it's because of your perception and your perspective, where you've been looking, that you have stopped yourself from being in the present moment when this proposal was actually, or sign was given to you. And the third card is the Seven of Swords. And the Seven of Swords is God and the angels telling you to put down, you cannot do that which you want to do by yourself. You must ask for clarity, and you must ask for assistance. And those signs will only be given to you in the present moment, my dear. So what I get my clients to do is to actually bless the past, because it is by our struggles and our challenges, the strongest iron goes through the hottest fire. And many of us, including myself, came from abuse, came from dysfunctional families, came from a lot of things, and in that way, we have learned our lessons, we've become empowered, and then we go on to be of service to others. It's strange.
May I ask, with the abuse that you went through, for me, I have fear that when I try to do the things that you're saying, which are truly the absolute profound truth, it's beautiful what you've said, and it's like you've summed up what every human being needs to do in life, and then that's all they need to do. It's simple. But the fear, I get caught up in when I try to go forward and believe and have faith in my heart and be positive and not judge and all that. Fear trips me up.
You know what gets you out of fear is being grateful and appreciative for exactly what you have.
Okay.
You can say this as well. Take 5 or 10 minutes every night, light a candle, call in your angels, call in whatever higher power you align yourself with, doesn't matter what the name is. And I want you to say, I am that I am.
Okay.
I am a child of God, and I am allowed to shine.
Okay.
I am worthy. I am deserving, just from the mere fact that I am me. I am divinity is my divine eternal nature, my inheritance, and I am enough. And you let that settle in, you let that settle into you, and feel and remember and reconnect with how divine you truly are.
Okay.
And from that will dispel all fear. Because we, as spiritual beings having human experience, we come back, and when we come back in human form, we sign a contract, and nobody gets to play this human game that's not protected, that's not guided, that's not loved and adored and cherished by God and the angels.
Oh, okay.
This is your inheritance. And the more you embrace it, the more you will live it.
Okay. This is beautiful, what you've said. Truly beautiful and helpful. I will do what you have said at night, and I'll call you back someday and tell you how much better I am. Thank you so much.
I would love to hear from you, Pat, and if you want to, you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I found you today.
I'm glad you found me, too. It's nothing is a coincidence. Take care. God bless
you.
God
bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Pat. And really, truly, everybody, nothing is a coincidence. Everything happens in divine order. Let's go to 904. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. This is Sarah from Florida.
Hello.
Haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yep. What's new in your life?
What's new? Well, I am moving, and really not by choice, but I don't have a choice, and I am still looking for employment. So those are two things that have been a constant.
Okay. Sometimes, first thing, go on.
I was going to say a constant is not the word for both things. I have been looking for employment, but because of my lack of employment, I will have to move. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, some things in our life occur. It's you know how when we're children, and we scream and we rant and we rave to our parents, and they say, "Well, this is for your greatest good. This is for your best." And you won't understand it until you get older. Everything happens to us, Sarah. Everything happens to us, Sarah, for our highest good. Even if, it's something like, we don't want to see happen, if we are really meant to move, and again, this whole show has to do for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. What we see as a tragedy, often down the road, we see as an actual blessing. And
yes.
We say to ourselves, thank God that happened, because it got me out of that situation. For instance, my husband and I didn't want to sell our house when we moved here from Australia. And it was 2 years after we sold the house that the community by the beachside where it was, the house was then completely flooded up to the roof line, and everything about that house was decimated because of the rising tides, and there was a tsunami, and so we didn't want to sell the house, but we had to. We had to fund our moving forward to America. Anyway, so what we see as a tragedy is often a blessing for us. And that's the first thing when you said you had to move, but not for choice. Since this has come about, one of the greatest things that you can do is say, thank you, God. Thank you for moving me on. I may not know why it is, but I know you're always working for my highest good. Maybe you have to move in order so you can be closer to connections or opportunities that are going to bring you a job. Did you ever think about that?
Not yet.
Okay, God works in very strange ways. God does not work rationally, and God does not work logically. God works in His way. And if He's got it, if He hears Sarah saying, I need a job, I want a job, I want a job, and if there's a job over here that's perfect for you, but you can't get to that job unless you move closer to it, He will get you out of your current situation. Actually, you'll co-create with Him on an unconscious level because nothing happens against our free will. But you will arrange that in order to move. And your humanness says, well, it's not by choice, but your unconscious is actually co-creating a situation for your highest good in order to move forward in your life. We go to the cards now, and first card is the universe card. This couldn't be any better. you had a completion in the house that you lived in, and that's closing. That's closed for whatever reason, and it's time for you to move on to start a new beginning. That is 100% what that card is saying to you. Next is the Queen of Pentacles, and this card is about money, it's about abundance, it's about opening yourself up to riches and prosperity and all of that, and it's saying, when you move on, those things will be presented to you to allow you to move on with your finances. And the third one is another money card, is the Six of Pentacles. And this one is in direct alignment and is saying that you need to see yourself as wealthy, and you need to see yourself as deserving and worthy of this. Again, it's all about our energetic alignment. And your energetic alignment has been on what you don't have. Did you ever say, thank you, God, for the extraordinary, amazing job that I have? I work with like-minded people. I get remunerated for my gifts and talents. I love my new job. I love the setting. I love everything about it. Did you ever say that to God and the angels?
No, on a daily basis, I am grateful for, a lot of things, because things could be worse.
Right. But saying things could be worse is not saying that you are excited about what you have in the present moment. With clients, I get them to actually thank God for their job. Thank you for this extraordinary job, because it's yours. You just haven't manifested it yet on the earth plane. It's yours. Bingo. Immediately when we say something, we ask, ask and it is given. We say, God, I would like this. Bang, it's ours. But it cannot manifest unless our energies are in direct alignment with it, and also that God starts to put together the opportunities and the connections for the greatest good of all concerned. So what would help immensely for you, Sarah, is to start thanking God for your new job that is coming to you and how extraordinary it is.
Okay.
Okay, and change that energy. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, and yes.
Okay, so thank you so much for the call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Now, before your phone call, we were talking about how we are all here to be of service to one another in the fulfillment of our dreams. And the more we surrender and we let God and the angels be our compass as to how and when those desires and wishes will be filled, then it works out best for the individual, the other person or people, and the whole universe. Now, I drew to myself, having personally devoted myself to live this way and letting God be my compass, I've drawn such synchronicities and miracles and magic to my life that people couldn't script what's gone on in my life. And in just the past 3 weeks, I experienced one of those miracles. As many of you know, I've been told by the Posse of Angels for many years that I would be doing radio, but not radio. Not knowing quite what that was, I waited for further signs. And it was very clear and undeniable to me in January of 2012 for me to begin my own show on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I created my beautiful show in order to bring forth channeled messages to people. Now, one of the first callers that I received was a lovely lady from New Jersey. And immediately upon speaking to her, I felt like she was a kindred spirit and a deep connectedness came between us or came and bonded us. She went on to explain that she'd worked on Wall Street for many years, and with her consciousness shift, she could no longer be surrounded by corruption and greed, and she left Wall Street. She asked the Posse of Angels if they had any messages for her on what her next direction would be career-wise, and she added that she wanted to help people. Well, the Posse of Angels gave her advice, but they said very succinctly that she didn't have all the puzzle pieces and that to wait on how God would fulfill her desire of helping people. This lady was a regular listener and a caller into the show for many months, and then I didn't receive any calls from her. Well, 3 weeks ago, I was just winding down one of my weekly shows, and with 5 minutes to go, I saw a single phone call light up the switchboard. Usually, with such a short amount of time to close the show, I do not take phone calls, but something told me to answer it, and it was this lovely lady from New Jersey. Her name is Carolyn, and she said, "Candy, I have very exciting news for you." I recognized her straight away and told her I would call back. Well, listeners, when I called her back, she said, "I finally figured out, and it was revealed to me what I'm going to be doing. I have become a literary agent and a publicist to promote advanced lightworkers and would love if I could represent you." Listeners, my whole body was lit up like a light bulb with a shiver of goosebumps and confirmations. For you see, it was 4 years ago when I began to channel a huge novel, and I completed it about 2 years ago. Ever since then, I've said to the Posse of Angels, should I send it out to publishers? And they said no. I would wait a while impatiently and say to them, should I try to find the literary agent? And they said no. Emphatically, they said, by your own you need do nothing. Wait on the will of God, his compass, to show you how to step forward with this important book. So instead of worrying about the how and the when of it happening, I thanked God for sending me the perfect person who would help me get my book out to the world. And that person was Caroline, who called my radio show. Within a week, we had signed the literary agent's agreement, and my book was sent out. And while this is a professional agreement, we both know that because we both allowed God to be our compass and to show us what the next step was for both of us, he and he alone brought us together for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of our project and the greatest good of all concerned. And in this way, it is a spiritual professional agreement. Knowing this, both of us are not attached to what happens as we hold fast to the fulfillment of our collective dream for this heavenly inspired book to be launched out in the world with its divine messages. I'm experiencing my own fairy tale. I have chosen to look at life through the eyes of wonder, enchantment, belief, and the miracles born of having faith in God and the angels. And listeners, by living this way, one reverts back to experiencing life as a child. We are taken care of, we are guided, we are provided for in all ways. And in this way, I remain in complete alignment with opening to receive by God's compass in his ways, the way he wishes to fulfill my heartfelt dreams. And having lived this way, I can tell you that my life has been heavenly. The Posse of Angels are reminding us that if we want our fairy tale to come true, we need to view the world through eyes of a child, through enchantment and wonder. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much for all my callers. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in live, to those people who are listening to the archive shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels and myself, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distant healing over phone or Skype, you can call me at Angel Healing House, 831-277-3716, or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and to fashion an extraordinary, beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Bye.